Track 16, Bob's Answers. How well did you do on Bob's questions about Norfolk? Here is Alison with the answers.
Welcome back. How did you do with those fiendish questions I set you earlier? We had a quick count up here at Chatterbox HQ and, well, I nearly needed both hands to count on. So without further ado, as if any ado had been going on, we will start with the first category, which was transport. For question one, I asked, where in Norfolk would you find the Muckleborough Military Vehicle Collection? Well, this collection of tanks and militaria can be found up on the North Norfolk coast at Weybourne. A fascinating visit if you like that sort of thing, or a load of rusty metal in a field if you don't. For question two, I asked you, the Norwich Northern Distributor Road was renamed soon after it opened. What is it now called? Well, the A1270, or the NDR, which Tim says stands for Norfolk's Dangerous Road because of all the accidents, is formerly known as the Broadland Northway. Yeah, me neither. Category two was literature and music. Question three was, the National Centre for Writing is housed in which famous Norwich building? Well, this internationally renowned centre is housed in Dragon Hall on King Street, so named because there's a carved dragon in one of its spandrels. That's the pointy part of a frame. And question four asked you, what was the title of the most famous book written by UEA Professor Sir Malcolm Bradbury? Well, this was the somewhat raunchy The History Man, which caused a sensation when it was made into a TV series many years ago. The third category was business and technology. Are you still listening? Question five stated, in 2012, a landmark tower in King's Lynn was demolished. What famous brand name was displayed on it? This was the massive tower as you entered Lynn with the words Campbell Soup painted on it. Question six asked, the man who invented the hovercraft was educated at Gresham School in Holt. What was his name? The inventor was Sir Christopher Cockerell. Do you think the hovercraft ever really took off? Oh dear, that's a potten pun. We are getting through this. Come on, together now. Our fourth category was people. Question seven was, which former top politician has a home in Weybourne? The former Conservative Prime Minister, Sir John Major, has his home there. And question eight asked, how many lives did legendary Cromer lifeboat coxswain Henry Blogg help to save? Was it A, 783, B, 668, or C, 873? Henry Blogg, a man more fitting for a knighthood than any politician, I would have thought, saved 873 lives. So that's answer C. And our final category this month is, yes, we have made it all the way to the sport category. Question nine asked you, can you name the three Norfolk golf courses that have the prefix Royal? The three courses are the Royal West Norfolk, the Royal Norwich and the Royal Cromer. To paraphrase the saying misattributed to Mark Twain, golf, a good walk spoiled, here it is royally spoiled. Please don't write in. And our last question, question 10, wanted to know, when did motor racing begin at Snetterton? Was it A, 1951, B, 1958, or C, 1964? The first race began here in 1951. Do you think they've finished yet? Well, that was quite a quiz, I'm sure you'll agree. We have learnt a lot, mainly how little I know. How did you do? Let us know how you did and whether you have ideas for the quiz in the future. For this month, though, it's cheerio from the team. Bye.
Oh, well, at least I got two right. I hope everyone else did much better.